In the weeks since George Floyd was killed by police, we've also heard more stories about how racism in the United States takes a toll on people personally. Here to share his experience is commentator Tafadzwa Muguge.
When I began my journey from Zimbabwe to college in the U.S., I was about as uninitiated as a black man can be about racism. At Swarthmore, some peers insisted, "You're not really black," suggesting that I did not fit with certain stereotypes. I was routinely complimented for being articulate. I wrote these things off as culture shock, and overall, I felt like I belonged. After college, I attended Oxford on a Rhodes Scholarship. Ironically, Cecil Rhodes, the man who spearheaded the colonization of my home country, was now the unwitting sponsor of my education. My next step was medical school. One early memory was a white patient asking me where I was studying. My white coat was emblazoned with Harvard Medical School in large red letters above the front pocket. "Harvard," I responded. "Howard sent students here?" he asked. He had just assumed I went to a historically black college. In my first year of residency, a belligerent white patient refused to take his medications until he spoke to the doctor. When I walked into his room, he yelled that he did not want to be seen by a black person. A patient's prejudice can ruin my day, but it doesn't override my sense of duty towards them. The prejudice of a peer or an authority figure is more difficult to navigate. Like the classmate who remarked when we were applying for residency that I did not need to worry because I was black, or the professor who wrote my recommendation letter but consistently confused me with another black classmate. These small encounters leave me trying to distinguish ignorance from put-downs. They betray the assumption that I'm lacking in smarts, untrustworthy, or even a threat. These attitudes make up the scaffolding that is structural racism, which manifests daily in the lived realities of black people. I sometimes wonder how I would have turned out if I was born in the U.S. Considering the legacy of slavery, mass incarceration, segregation, racism in policing, and white supremacist ideology, I doubt I could have escaped the reach of racism in my early years. George Floyd and many others killed by the police are today's visible victims of structural racism. But there are many ways to be complicit as beneficiaries of unjust structures. We must dismantle racism in ourselves and in our systems. Black lives depend on it, and the health of our society requires it. Doctors are not the only ones who can save lives.
Tafadzwa Muguge was born in Zimbabwe and is a Rhodes Scholar and Harvard-trained physician. He's also a contributor to WBUR's Ideas and Opinion page.